Now, a few weeks ago, I had an interview on the phone with Chris Quinlan from campaign group Plain Justice. And if you actually go to our website, you'll be able to hear that original interview. And I'm pleased to say we've got Chris back on the line. Hello, Chris, are you there?
I'm here, Tim.
Nice to have you back on. Thanks for coming on air again, Chris. Now,
having me.
When we last spoke, I think it's probably best, first of all, before we talk about the very recent developments, perhaps for those that didn't hear our previous interview, you could give us a brief summation of what Plain Justice is, what Route 4 is, and the recent court case that you went through.
Yes, certainly. We're starting with Route 4. This is one of Gatwick's departure routes for aircraft taking off, and on most days it carries a large proportion of the departures from Gatwick. It's a highway in the sky, basically. Without due consultation, that route was altered in May of 2016, with the result that the aircraft flew significantly further south than they did before, and therefore they were overflying new communities. And Plain Justice was formed in response to those changes. Our objective has always been to return Route 4 to its 2012 position and flight pattern, from where it should never have been moved in the first place. So that was the situation, and then in the ensuing months after the route was altered, the Civil Aviation Authority, the CAA, who oversee and approve the whole process, they really failed to see the error they'd made or to be moved in any way at all, whether by dialogue or campaigning or even the 17,000 complaints from members of the public that they received. And so, in April last year, they made a decision which made that current route, the changed route, permanent. And we were really left with the only recourse being to law. And so we launched a judicial review case against the CAA last year, which was funded by generous donations from residents. And that case had been set down for a two-day trial in the courts in February of this year. And then, to cut a very long story short, there were various delays in the CAA filing its grounds of defence in answer to our claim. They made an attempt to settle the case, and that was rejected because they weren't offering our resident anything of substance. And this eventually led to them throwing in the towel and conceding the case on all grounds. So that then had the effect of nullifying their decision last year, so that the current design of the route, though it's still being flown, it now has a temporary status.
Right.
And so the upshot now is that every day that passes, the CAA and Gatwick are flying an unlawfully imposed route.
I think it's important to point out the fact you made there that the new routes generated 17,000 complaints, whereas the previous routes that have been flown for many years had negligible complaints. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely right. If we go back to 2012, MPs have said their post bags were empty, in fact. Mm. So that's really the situation we want to go back to. We want to recalibrate the situation and then go from there. We do understand that things are happening, industries change and so on, but this was such a terrible error. It must be corrected, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, I think we mentioned last time we were talking that it was effectively sort of goalposts being moved, wasn't it? That if you lived in a certain area, you understood where the flight paths were. They'd been there for decades. And if you wanted to move to the particular area where the flight path was, then you knew where it was. Now, having moved to your house and been there for however long, to suddenly move those flight paths was rather unfair on people who previously had not had any sort of aircraft or noise over their properties.
You're absolutely right, Tim. This is about certainty, people knowing where they stand, and it's simply unfair for this to happen to them. And there's a lot at stake. This is people's sleep, their health, often financial problems, you know, because their retirement plans are tied up in their house and whatever. It simply has enormous ramifications. And unfortunately, the powers that be often don't seem to see these.
Now, I understand that the CAA, since we last spoke, has published a letter which has suggested the way to a possible interim solution on Route 4.
Yes, that's the CAA sent a letter to Gatwick in February, and this letter does point the way to an interim solution, which could, with good faith on all sides, which is crucial, see the aircraft return to that 2012 position in a matter of months. This solution would focus on aircraft readopting the conventional navigation route that they were flying over the ground in that year, in 2012. And as the CAA have alluded to in that letter, this 2012 conventional route can be updated to take account of any new obstacles from a safety point of view, like tall buildings or masts that might have been built in the interim. And once those corrections have been made, it would then open the way for all commercial aircraft on Route 4 to fly in their historical location as an interim measure.
So does that mean they'd go back to using the ground-based conventional navigation technology?
That's an interesting point, Tim. That is one possibility, yes, but it's more likely that something which goes by the name of a coded overlay would be used.
Okay, what's a coded overlay for those
who don't know? Yes, a coded overlay is basically where a flight path that used to be flown using those conventional ground-based beacons is then translated using software code so it can be understood by an aircraft sat-nav system. So essentially, it's a translation of conventional navigation routing so it can be flown using sat-nav.
So have these been used before?
Coded overlays were being used by Gatwick before the raft of flight path changes that they started introducing at the end of 2013, the changes that have caused all the misery for people. So, in other words, coded overlays take us back a few years in time when there was peace in the communities, as we were saying, and we know they work because they were being used before.
How long does the CAA think that this interim solution could take to be implemented?
Well, it's now up to Gatwick. They need to take the lead and begin work on evaluating and implementing this interim solution for all commercial aircraft on Route 4 to bring that relief to the communities. So the ball is now in Gatwick's court.
Okay. Once this interim solution is brought in, which presumably it will be, how long will that solution last for?
Right, once that was in place, it would last until a permanent Route 4 solution is put in place, because redesigning a full-blown RNAV Route 4 could take several years, according to the CAA's full-blown procedures for airspace change, which is why this interim solution is so very vital. We mustn't forget, this is what the regulator themselves, the CAA, promised would happen in the event the current Route 4 proved non-compliant. And to illustrate this, I've actually got a short paragraph from an official note of a meeting that Crispin Blunt MP had with the CAA in 2016 following the launch of the current Route 4. I'd like to read that, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
This is what Crispin was told by the CAA at that meeting. If the CAA decides that the current Route 4 is not an adequate replication of the pre-2012 dispersed routing, Gatwick will be asked to withdraw it and revert back to the old conventional coded overlay system, abandoning the current Route 4. I think that said it all, that note.
Presumably the regulator has full authority to be able to impose those sort of changes if necessary, if Gatwick aren't compliant with everything that's been happening in the court case, etc.
CAA and Gatwick do work close together, and obviously the CAA has many, many powers at its disposal. But we would hope and expect that Gatwick will take this on board, and we look forward to having discussions with them about this interim solution.
Do you think it's likely that we'd see change to the flight paths by, say, the summer?
I think with goodwill on all sides and good faith on all sides, that would be possible. There are a number of steps that do need to be taken, Those corrections I mentioned before for obstacles and so on, that work would need to be done. But if there is goodwill on all sides, I think that sort of time frame is possible, and you know, certainly this year, and I think certainly by the summer would be feasible.
Okay, well, that certainly is great news, I think, for everybody that's affected by this, and certainly the 17,000 complaints prove that there's a huge amount of people who are affected by this. It's great to hear. I said this before, but it's people power that's changed this. You know, the Plain Justice, yourself included, Chris, have done a huge amount to revert this decision and to get Gatwick to change their routes back. So, I doff my hat to you for doing that. Maybe you can let people know what your website address is for those that want to get a bit more information on the campaign.
Indeed, it's www.plainjustice.org.
And I think your Twitter account is if I remember rightly, it's @plain_justice.
That's correct. Correct.
Well, Chris, thanks ever so much for coming on again today. It's been great to hear the update. Please do keep us in touch with further updates. Fingers crossed that this will go through, and the routes will be reverted back to where they were and where the CAA have suggested they need to be.
We'll do everything we can to see that happen.
Great. Thanks, Chris.